各位老师、同学们，大家早上好。
Dear teachers and brothers and sisters, good morning.
欢迎回到今天的早会。
Welcome to Wednesday's chapel.
邀请大家一同起立。
Let's all stand up.
我们一起来唱《生命圣诗》。
Let's sing Hymn of Life 391.
请打开《生命圣诗》。
Hymn of Life
391首。
319.91.
主，我愿像你。
Oh, to be like thee.
391首。主，我愿像你。用我们大家自己熟悉的语言。
So、can,
第二段之后有间奏。
After the second part, there will be an interlude.
荣耀的救主，我深愿像你。这是 向你荣耀你救主向你 伤心，神与我里。
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的主啊，这首诗歌也是我们向你唱出的祷告。主啊，求你在我们中间悦纳我们的祷告，让我们愈来愈像你。我们要把今天宝贵的讲员于牧师交在你的手中，愿你借着他的口能够将你的话语能够传递出来，让我们的心如同好土地能够领受你的道，能够结出百倍的果子，愈来愈像你。主啊，求你垂听我们的祷告，祝福下面的时间，奉靠主耶稣的名字祷告。
Amen.
大家请坐。
You may take your seat.
今天的讲员
，Today our speaker，
他热衷于教导年轻企业家。
He enjoys coaching young entrepreneurs.
希望并希望与志同道合者。
Together with other like-minded partners,
成立牟利或非牟利的拆船社会企业。
He's looking for opportunities to start up for profit or non-profit missional or social enterprise.
借此推动社区的发展。
For community development,
他曾侍奉于普世丰盛生命中心。
He used to serve at Global Life Enrichment Center.
和美籍亚裔基督教研究中心
Institute for the Study of Asian American Christianity，
现任美国洛杉矶中华基督教会主任牧师
And currently he is the leader pastor of Community Christian Center Los Angeles, USA。
有请今天的客座讲员于明礼牧师
Let's welcome our speaker Reverend James Yu。
翻译是林长老
，and our interpreter, Adeline，
有请。
没关系，我拿着好了。弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters。
应该说早上好
，Good morning。
像这个。这个我要帮我放在英文，我觉得怪怪的。有人问我说从哪里来，我是哪里人。
Somebody asked me where do I come from? What's my nationality?
其实这个问题越问越复杂。
Actually, if you ask this question, it becomes very confusing.
因为我是台湾生的。
Because I was born in Taiwan.
在台湾当时那个时代，台湾人把我当作外省人。
Because at that point, the Taiwanese considered me someone from another province.
因为我爸爸是从中国大陆去台湾的。
Because my dad, he came from mainland China.
我妈妈是台湾人。
And my mom is Taiwanese.
所以在台湾我是外省人。
So in Taiwan, I'm sort of a foreigner. I'm from another province.
很小就移民到美国去了。
And when I was still small, we migrated to the U.S.
在美国，美国人看我们当做什么
？And Americans look at us as
把我们当做老外
，another foreigner
是外国人。
We are foreigners.
然后呢，他们觉得我们是哪一国来的呢
？And they feel from what country do we come from？
他们不懂什么叫台湾跟中国的分别，他把我们当做中国人。
They cannot differentiate between Taiwan and mainland China, so they all consider us as Chinese.
从小就在美国长大，你觉得我中文好还是英文好啊
？So I grew up in America. So do you think my Mandarin is better than my English, or is my English better?
不是，我们得当然是英文比较好了。
Of course, I can say I'm more fluent in English.
所以呢，在家中，我父母亲把我当做什么人呢？
So at home, what kind of person do my parents viewed me?
我父母亲把我当作外国人。
So my mom and dad they consider me as a foreigner.
把我当作美国人。
Like an American.
所以我在台湾是外省人。
So in Taiwan, I'm a person from another province.
在美国，我又是中国人，又是美国人。
In the U.S., I'm both an American and also a Chinese.
最近这十年，我在中国做一些培训。
For the past 10 years, I've also been ministering in China.
中国人看到我觉得我是哪里人呢、啊、
So the mainland Chinese, they will look at me as...
他们说你是台湾人。
They will say I'm Taiwanese.
绕了一圈好又回到台湾了啊。
So going around the globe, okay, I'm still a Taiwanese.
有时候到北部他们说你是南方人。
And when I go to the north, they will say I'm from the southern part.
因为听不出你的口音是哪里人啊。
When they hear me speaking Chinese, you know, if you, it's most, you sound like a southerner.
在南方人家说我是北方人。
But when I'm in the south, they will say I'm a northerner.
感谢主，我们有一个国度，我们是属于天国的人。
Praise the Lord, we all belong to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我想跟大家分享一个国度的理念。
Today I'd like to share with you an idea about this kingdom.
国度的理念其实有很多我们需要学习的。
Actually, there's a lot that we can learn from this kingdom concept.
但是今天我所跟大家想分享的是一个观念叫做风险。
But today the concept that we'd like to share is really about risk.
你问旁边人说人生有没有风险啊
Can you ask a person next to you, you know, in our life,
人生有没有风险啊
will there be risks?
你们的答案是什么
What's our answer?
有没有有啊一定有风险啊
Of course, we have risks.
今天的主题就是有风险的人生
So our title this morning is a risky lifestyle or risky business.
Yeah, risky business. Oops, sorry. 就是有风险嘛哈。
Yeah, that is risk.
马太福音二十五章十四节到三十节。
We'd like to look at Matthew chapter 25, verses
14 to 30. 我先给大家一个保证，如果你必须要读完这段经节，很对不起你。
Well, I'd like to guarantee you if you seek to finish reading this passage.
因为如果照我的习俗的话，今天我们读不完到三十节。
Usually we'll read until verse 30.
But we won't be able to finish today, not today. So we're going to start. 我们开始哈，来看马太福音第二十五章第十四节。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 14.
如果你有中文圣经，你就跟我一起来读，好不好
？If you have your Chinese Bible, you can read with me.
十四节说，上面说啊，这里说，天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。就是第一节就好了，十四节。
Just one verse.
你们都没有跟我一起读，要不要一起来读啊？好不好
？Let's all read it together. Just one verse.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。Hallelujah. 在这边讲到天国观。
Here it talks about heavenly kingdom.
耶稣来到这个世上，他最中心的一个理念就是讲到天国。
One of the focus of Jesus' message is about the kingdom of God, of heaven.
因为耶稣刚开始出来传道的时候，他第一个信息就是说什么？天国近了。
The first message that Jesus preached is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国我们很清楚在神学教导有三方面，大家都知道吗
？We know that there are three aspects about the kingdom of heaven.
第一个是一定有一个国王嘛，对不对？天国有一个国王。那这个国王是谁啊？
Who is the king?
主耶稣啊
Jesus is our king.
第二，有个国王还需要什么？他的什么？国民。
We also need people under
this king. 他的百姓。
King.
然后第三个是什么
？And thirdly,
他的领域是不是
？He must have a region for his supervision.
三方面，有一个国王。
So we have a king,
百姓
，people，
还有领域。
And he has a region.
这个国王借着他的百姓来执行他的领域。
So the king, through his people, will rule over a certain area.
所以今天这个比喻哈，是一个很熟悉的比喻。
Actually, this parable is very familiar to us.
他在介绍一个天国观。
And it's introducing to us the concept of the heavenly kingdom.
那在十四节，我们就看到一个天国观里面很重要的一个原则。
And here, even in verse 14, we see a very important principle about the heavenly kingdom.
就是仆人观。
And that is the concept of a slave or a servant.
最好的翻译其实不是仆人。
So the best verse translation is not just a
servant. 应该是管家观。
Or maybe we can say stewardship or steward.
因为你看在这边这个主人跟这个仆人的关系是什么样子呢？
Because here we can see the relationship between the master and the slave.
这个主人把他的产业交给他的管家。
And this person or this master, he committed his
是不是?
inheritance of property to the slaves.
不是普通的这个仆人，他是一个管家，他把他产业交给他。
So they are not just ordinary servants, but they are being entrusted with his property.
所以主人跟这个管家的关系基本上是两方面。
So there are two aspects in this relationship.
一个是主人相信他的管家。
One is that the master, he trusts the stewards.
你有没有看到？你有没有看到这个基本的信任？是不是？ There, 如果你不相信这个管家，你会把你产业给他吗？
If you don't trust the stewards, then you would not commit your property to them.
应该不会吧？应该不会吧？能不能阿们一下？
Usually we will not.
不会吧？一定不会。
We won't, yeah.
他相信他的仆人。
So he must believe or trust in his
那这个、
stewards.
这个对这个管家呢，他也有这个责任感。对这个主人。
On the other hand, the stewards have a responsibility towards his master.
虽然这个主人没有跟他讲说你要做什么，但是他好像就有一个很清楚的方向，他应该如何做。
Even though the master did not tell him the details, but the stewards knows what he must do.
如果我们是这个管家的话，第一个我们需要感恩。
If we are the steward, first we must be thankful.
因为我们的主人信赖我们，把他的产业给我们。
Because our master trusts in us and he's willing to entrust the property to us.
我常常对着一些在职场的这些基督徒谈讲这个观念。
Many times I speak about this to businessmen.
很多基督徒我们在教会久了就知道十一奉献的观念。
For example, in the church, we have been church in the church for a time, then we would know about tithing.
Yeah, 十一奉献好像很了不起啊。
It's as if you know, wow, it's good to tithe.
但是哦，常常教会会有问的问题，说你是十分之一是这个扣税前还是扣税后的十分之一
？By a stage, you know, they will talk about your tithe. Is it deductible or not deductible?
教会有这种的问题，这种的纷争。
And in the church, they talk about or they argue about this.
因为他们不没有这种管家观
，because they do not have the concept of a steward.
因为管家官第一个教导就是说我们所有的一切都属于谁的都是主的。
Because for a steward, everything that he has belongs to the master.
如果我们所有都是主的话为什么你还在进这个计较十分之一是这个税前还是税后啊
So, you will not argue about, you know, whether you, this tithing should be tax deductible
对不对
or not tax deductible.
所以很不清楚的就是这个管家观哈。再来一个观念就是拥有观。
Another concept is, does this thing belong to you?
拥有观。这个世上我们从小到大就在学习什么叫做拥有。
Actually, even in the process of our growth from being young to being old, we are learning this process.
在这个国度观里面也教导我们什么是管家观，在管家观里面教导我们是什么是拥有观。
So in this journey of the learning about the kingdom of God, okay, we learn about stewardship and also
possession. Okay, 你拥有什么？
What do you possess?
你跟旁边说你拥有什么
？What do you have? What do you possess?
因为我们在这个世上过够久了，你就会发现一个原则：你拥有没有东西。
After being in this earth for a long time, then you'll discover that actually you do not own anything.
有些人说只有传道人没有拥有东西，其他人都可以拥有东西。
Maybe some people say, "Oh, only pastors do not have ownership, but other people have ownership."
其实拥有是一个错觉，你知不知道？
Actually, to have possession or to have ownership is
你说,
probably、
啊、这个房子是我的，这个车子是我的，这个老婆是我的，这孩子是我的，这是错觉。
You can say,
都是错觉。
This is my wife. This is my house. This is my children. These are my children. This is my car.
我们没有拥有任何东西。
But actually, at the end, we do not really own them.
啊，一个正确的基督徒的观念，这一切都是属于谁的
？For a Christian, all of this.Must belong to
神嘛，阿门。
They must all belong to God.
都是属于神的。我们没有拥有任何东西，因为我们白白的来到这个世上，什么都没有。
We don't actually own or possess all these things.
你有一天要离开这个世的时候，能带什么走啊
One day when you're leaving this earth, what are you going to bring with you?
你能带什么东西走啊？所以这个是一个错觉，人常常活在一个错觉当中。
So this is a misconception that you own something.
所以圣经常常叫我们说，把一切的交托给神，容不容易啊？
So is it easy as the Bible teaches that we must commit everything to the Lord?
我跟你讲，很容易。如果你把拥有学会了
，Well, it will be very easy if you have really learned what ownership is.
好，很多人根本在这方面，一个基督徒跟随耶稣基督还不了解到底拥有是一个虚空。
Many people who are following Christ still do not understand that we actually do not have quote-unquote ownership.
所以这段经节是教我们怎么做一个好的管家。
So here it's teaching us how to be a good steward.
我们是神的仆人，我们来服侍他的，我们要感恩领受他给我们的产业。
So we belong to God and we thank Him for entrusting to us His property.
准备好了没有？我们这个故事的背景讲完了，下面要进入这个故事里头了。
So actually, what we have said a while ago, these are just preparing us to go into this passage.
你们准备好了没有
？Are you ready?
准备好了，好，开始了，来看。
Let's begin.
第十五节，一起来读。
Verse 15, let's read together.
这边说，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。在这边，一个正常的华人看到这段经节会有什么样的反应
？Usually, how would the Chinese react?
大声一点讲。啊？不公平。
Oh, it is not fair.
不公平。
It is not fair.
如果我看到这个世界在菲律宾在中国大陆看到不公平，我可以了解，因为世界就是不公平。
If I'm in the Philippines and China, I can understand what it means not to be fair.
Amen. 是不是这种感觉？在世界可以不公平，因为世界就是不公平的。
In the world, there is no such thing as fairness.
Yeah, 来到神的国，来到神的家，来到神的教会，怎么可以也不公平呢？
And when we come to the church of God and His kingdom, how can we still speak about unfairness?
是不是我们常常在教会？哎呀，某某弟兄，哎呀，那么会翻译，真的是太好了。
If we come to our church and said, "Wow, this guy, he can really translate." Or,
哇，那个牧师讲到那么棒，太好了。
Oh, that pastor, he can really preach. Wow, that's great.
某某姐妹吟诗，哇，那个是多动人的诗歌。
And this sister, she really sings well and touches people's hearts.
所以我们在教会常常所谓的就是恩赐嫉妒。
So in the church, many times we have jealousy about gifts.
是不是？常常看到别人好就嫉妒人家。Amen.
So when we see at the gifts of other people, then we are jealous.
有没有这样子？有两三个诚实的点头，其他都不诚实。我们看到人家有恩赐好，我们就觉得说这个不公平。
When we look at others' gifts, then we'll say that's unfair.
主啊，为什么你没看到我
？Lord, how come you don't care for me?
啊，为什么那个人恩赐那么多，那个人恩赐那么多，为什么我就是最少的
？And you know that other person he has so much, and then I only have very little.
我常常听到弟兄姐妹来到我跟前说啊，我只不过是这一个。
Sometimes people just, oh, I'm just like this, very.
我只不过是一个招待。
I'm just somebody to take care of the visitors, an usher.
常常我们在教会服事有这样的同样的概念。
Many times as we serve in a church, we also have this kind of concept.
回到老问题啊，拥有啊。
Back to the same old problem about ownership.
啊，到底是谁的？但是呢，我今天给大家一个角度来看这段经节，让你们能够舒服一点，跟旁边讲，让你舒服一点。
But this morning, I hope you'll feel better after we talk about this passage.
因为我们常常看到这个故事，常常没有看到前后文，只看到这中间的时间空间，把切了一层下来。
And many times, you know, we forget what is in the middle.
Before and after.
Sure,、yeah.
Before and after. So, 我们只看到这中间，因为你看这个故事，如果是。这个主人跟管家是一个关系的强调。
So if we see the emphasis about the relationship between the master and the servant,
你来看看这段经典，有没有可能？或许这个拿五千两的，有一天他原本刚开始的时候，他只拿到一千，有没有可能
？Is it possible for the one who has 5,000 now in the first time he only has 1,000?
然后因为他忠心的服侍主，然后最后神看到他说：“你忠心服侍，我给你两千。”
And because he's faithful, so the second time he gave him 2,000.
是的，然后他两千又忠心，就变三千；三千忠心，变四千；四千忠心，又变五千。
And therefore, you know, because he's faithful, later on he received 5,000.
你有没有看到这个关系的建立？
Maybe we have missed this kind of relationship.
因为我们常常没有看到别人付出的代价。
Many times we do not see the price that somebody has paid for what they are doing.
我们没有看到他们跟神的关系，我们只看到说，哎呀，那个人这么有恩赐。
We did not see the price he paid. We do not see his relationship with God. We only see that, oh, he has so much.
是不是？有没有舒服一点点？
Do you feel better?
因为圣经的教导是这样子的嘛。如果你忠心在小事情上面，神会给你更多嘛，是不是？
Because the Bible teaches us, if we are faithful in little things, we will also be faithful in more.
啊，如果我们忠心在小的地方，在这段经节就一直在跟我们强调，如果忠心，你有的还会给你加更多啊。
Here we also see that if you are faithful in whatever you have, then more will be added to you.
所以很容易就能够我们把这段经节来好好的思想一下。原来这个拿五千的是因为他忠心。
Well, this person who has 5,000 in the first place is because he is faithful.
Amen. Amen. 所以你看到这边哈，还有一个另外一点。
And there's another point we need to
see. 他说是按着个人的才干给他们银子。
He gave them according to their ability.
好，才干有没有可能会增加呀？
Can we increase in our abilities?
啊，你原本会弹钢琴，那因为你好好的去弹钢琴，你就越弹越好。阿门。
Yes, you know how to play the piano, but because you continue practicing, therefore you play better.
哎，我们中学，我们中间有谁数学比较好啊？
How many of us are good in math?
你们都太谦虚了吧？
You are too
这叫假谦虚，我跟你讲哦，假谦虚。如果你如果数学很好，那别人数学比你差的，你就在讽刺他们，你知道吗
？Okay. If you are good in math and you said I'm not good in math, then actually, you know, you're saying something about the next person.
Okay. 你如果数学好，你好好的努力，是不是读得更好？
If you're good in math and you continue practicing, that you'll be better.
这是很简单的，连小学的孩子都懂的道理啊。
This is a very simple lesson.
所以今天我们的才干可以增加。
Today we can also say that our abilities can also increase.
神给我们的资源也可以增加。
Our resources can also be increased.
是不是？如果我们忠心，神给我们，神就会给我们加给我们更多的资源。
If we are faithful, the Lord will add to us our resources.
好，如果资源从神来，你觉得才干从谁来的？
If resources are from God, how about your abilities?
从谁来的？大声一点，从神来的。
Abilities are also from the Lord.
所以我们知道我们的才干，我们的资源都是从神来的。Amen.
So we know that our resources and our abilities are all from the Lord.
听清楚了，神是按着。按着我们的才干给我们资源。
So the Lord will entrust to us resources according to our abilities.
如果你相信我们的神，你就会说神，你没有搞错。
If we believe in God, then we'll believe that God never goes wrong.
真的，他不会搞错，因为他是神。
Because he's God, he's always right.
任何的不平在我们心中，是我们搞错了。
So if there's any feeling of unfairness, it's our mistake.
啊，我常常觉得那个人的资源太多了。
Sometimes we say, oh, this person, he has too much resources.
我们人常常跟人在比啊。
Sometimes we like to compare with other people.
神不是这样子看我们的。
But God doesn't look at us that way.
他看到每一个人都是很特殊的创造。
When he look at each one of us, we are all very special creature.
你看，人的教育制度就是常常把人拿来比来比去。
Many times our educational system puts us in comparison.
但是我们不应该这样子看我们自己。
But we don't have to look at ourselves that way.
我们也知道人比人怎么样啊？都气死了。
We know that, you know, if you try to compare with people, you get angry.
你跟旁边人说气死了没有？
Ask the next person,
气死了没有？
Are you angry till death?
所以你看看啊，如果我们清楚这个管家官，也清楚这个拥有官，我们怎么看我们的人生呢？
So if you are clear about this idea of stewardship and ownership, then you know how would that affect our life?
有些人觉得他 IQ 高。
Some will feel I have I good IQ.
哇，很聪明啊！你能够。你因为你 IQ 高，你骄傲吗
Are you proud because you have high IQ?
可以吗?
Can you be proud of that?
是因为你努力来的，你 IQ 高吗?
Is it because you work hard, therefore you have a high IQ?
哦，你 EQ 高，因为你感性，你容易跟人家接触、交朋友，哈，你的你能够骄傲吗？
Can you be proud also because you have good EQ?
我跟你讲，世上的人没有一件事可以骄傲的。
Actually, all of us, there's nothing that we can quote unquote be proud of.
因为这一切都是从谁来的？
Because all of these are from the Lord.
都是神来的。
They're all from the Lord.
是不是？你能够选择你的肤色吗？
Can you choose what kind of skin color?
你能够选择你的脑袋多大吗？
Can you choose, you know, how big your head will be?
你能选择你眼睛到底看得好不好啊？看得清楚不清楚啊？
Can you choose to have good eyes or not?
弟兄姐妹们，我们都学习谦卑一点。
Brothers and sisters, let's all learn to be more humble.
好，这个故事在下一节又更精彩了。
We will see that the story continues to
okay,
progress.
我想我可能讲不完太多东西，但是我们就来下一节来看。
We may not finish the whole passage, but we look at the next verse.
16节到18节，好好来看一下。
From 16 to 18.
一起来读。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千，那领两千的也照样另赚了两千，但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。阿们，阿们。哇，你看到这里哈，有两种人。
Here we see two kinds of person.
一种是五千两千的人。
The first type is the one who has five talents or two talents.
另外是一千的人。
And the other one has one talent.
五千两千的人，他们立即好像是他们有这种的这种啊、从主来的这种的这个感受很清楚的就去做买卖。
The one who has five and the one with two talents immediately they invested.
另外一个呢就挖个洞。
And the other one he dug a hole.
好，在这里我们看到这些做管家的有个选择。
Here we can see that the stewards actually they have a choice.
你如果是神的管家，你有选择。
If you are a steward of God, actually you
have a choice. 你跟旁边人说你有选择。
You can tell the other person you have a choice.
我们常常不清楚我们有选择，我们好像觉得说人生所发生的一切事情都是神所预定的。
Many times we will say, "Oh, everything that happens in our lives is predestined by God."
我们不知道这个学校教导什么预定学。
I don't know if we teach predestination here.
但是如果我们说什么事情都是预定的，同时间我们也说我们所犯的所有一切的错误也是神的预定。
If we say that everything is predestined, then does it also include that we are sinners because we are predestined to be sinners?
既然我们是罪人，一切都是神预定的，神是不是他让我们犯罪呢？
So if everything is predestined, is it God allowing us to sin or he make us
sin? 最简单的问题就是说，我们为什么要为罪负责任？
And the basic question is, then,who should be responsible for our sin?
我今天不回答这个问题，让你们系统神学的教授来回答这个问题。
We'll let your systematic teacher to answer that question.
如果有人想跟我辩论，我们来辩论，很好玩。
但是 to debate, we can also do that.
单指这段经节就提醒我们，我们有选择。
But here, these verses reminds us that we have choices.
是不是？两种不一样的人，一个选择拿去做买卖，一个人拿去选择把它挖个洞，他有选择。
We have two kinds of person here.One choose to invest, the other one just dug a hole and hide the talents.
这两个人拿去做买卖的人，做买卖是做什么？
So they invested or they traded.
做买卖是什么？ 是投资，做生意。
They invested, they put it in business.
你有没有想过拿神的这些给你的资源去做生意啊，做买卖过？
Have you ever thought about the resources that God has given you?
从来没有想过哈。
And invest them in business.
这两个真是好大的胆子啊！
Look at these two persons; they must be very bold.
难道这是神给他的呼召吗？
Is this the call that God has given to them?
哇，真的是！你看做买卖是不是都赚钱啊？
Yes, they invested in business.
都赚钱吗？
They
不都是，应该摇头才对。哇，不都赚是？如果你哪一个买卖一定赚钱，早点跟我这个传道人说，好不好
？We know that you don't always make money in your investment, but if you have something sure, please tell me.
不要忘记于老师哈。 啊，你们如果是这个一定投资一定赚钱，来再跟大家多一点分享嘛。
Okay, so if you are sure about investment and you're going to make money, please do not leave me.
哪有做生意一定赚钱的？一定是有风险。阿门。
In every business, there's always risks.
风险跟回收常常有是有关系的。
So risk and what you're going to reap from what you invested, they are very related.
风险越高，你的回收可能越高。
The higher the risk, maybe you're going to get more.
但是风险跟另外一个观念常常是卷在一起的。
But risk is also related to another concept.
风险跟机会常常是连在一起的。
Risk is also related to opportunities.
你有机会来，有风险来，你就可能要做一个选择。
When both opportunities and risk comes together, you have to make a choice.
当你选择去这个风险或者这个机会的时候，你就是在冒险。
When you choose to take risk in this opportunity, in a way you are doing risk.
你们听懂我在讲什么吗？当你选择这个机会、这个风险的时候，你就在冒险。
Actually, you are in a very risky.Business is making those decisions.
然后呢，我现在给大家跳一个比较远一点的这个台阶哈。
Then let's take one step up.
啊，这个冒险的观念在圣经有一个比较属灵的字眼，叫什么
？In the Bible, we also have something that sounds more spiritual.
信心。
As risk, and that is
虽然冒险在我们华人传统来讲，冒险不是一件好事。
For especially in Chinese culture, risk may not be something good.
Risk taking
is not something good.
但是你看哈，但是我们看到圣经所有有信心的人，在他执行信心的过程，他都一定有冒险。
However, when we look at the Bible, all the people who have faith, they do take risks.
我们看到亚伯拉罕，他要祭以撒。
We look at Abraham. He must. Lift his hand to offer Isaac.
他有没有跟他老婆说啊？
Did he ever communicate to his wife?
不敢跟老婆讲。
I think he never communicated to his
wife. 他如果神没有阻止他的那个刀杀在他的这个儿子身上的时候，他儿子就死了。
If God did not forbid him to really plunge the knife on Isaac, then Isaac would die.
他老婆以后就不会跟他讲话了。
And Sarah would never talk to him again.
如果彼得从那个船上跳在河里头，湖里头
，and Peter, you know, he throw himself into the sea.
他一跳，嗨
，he jump into the sea.
原来只有三寸低，深，只有三寸深，哇！你说有没有信心啊
？Don't you think he has big faith?
如果那个三寸才三寸深、
if the water is only 3 inches deep.
他沉下去反倒是神迹啊
！If he can sink, then that will be a miracle.
啊，所以有没有风险啊
？Is there risk?
有没有风险？我想挑战大家，就是说，今天如果我们有信心，我们是抓着神的应许来冒险。
Today, if we have faith and we hold on to God's promises and we take risks for God.
常常有一些弟兄姐妹来到教会。
May people who come to the church.
Oh, 主啊，我需要一个老婆。
Lord, I need a wife.
然后每个礼拜都祷告同样的一件事。
And every Sunday he prayed for the same thing.
我就跟他说，你有没有出去交个朋友啊？
Did you ever go out and date?
没有，我在祷告。
No, I'm still praying.
他在神的面前要求神把一个这个公主带到他面前来说，请你邀我出去吧。
He's praying that God would lead a princess to his life to ask him for a date.
这个弟兄，你知道我怎么跟他说
？Many times I will tell this brother,
哇，不要来祷告会。
Please will come to the prayer meeting.
你出去外面交个朋友好不好
won't you go out, you know, and date a girl?
喜欢一个人有没有风险啊
？When you love or like a person,、
Hello?
Is there a risk?
弟兄，好、啊，喜欢一个人有没有风险啊
？Is there a risk in liking a person?
讲得够大声的哈，因为你喜欢那个人，那个人怎么样？
Because,
他可能拒绝你啊。
You like that person, the risk is she may not like you.
服侍也是一样。
In serving in our ministry, we also need to take risks.
我们服侍有没有风险啊？
Are there risks in our ministry?
Okay, 如果没有风险，你不需要信心。
If there are no risks, though you don't need faith.
但是我们知道机会来，机会会怎么样？
But we know that opportunities come and go.
我在新加坡。
When I was in Singapore,
我们就常常坐那个地铁。
We took the MRT.
他们的地铁很方便啊。
It's very convenient.
随时进进出出的。
You can go in and out.
在中国我们有时候要上火车要买票，是不是？
In China, we have to buy ticket.
如果你买了票然后没上车，你是不是很笨啊？
If you bought a ticket and then you are not able to get to the train.
有些人很清楚他哪里去哪里，他说我买了票。
Some people are very clear as to where they are going and they buy the ticket.
然后最后到了时间该到了，他没有出现。
And yet, when the boarding time comes,
他没有抓住机会。
He did not hold on to the opportunity.
车子走了。
And then the train was gone.
好，他第一个反应说啊，这不是神的旨意。
Then he will say, "Oh, this is not the will of God."
对不对？不是神的旨意。第二
，Secondly,
我买了票，他还走了。
I've already bought the ticket, but the train left me behind.
你看人哈，有些时候真的很不负责任，你知道吗？
Sometimes people are very irresponsible.
我们这个世上很多年轻的一辈，我看到很有才干。
I have seen many young people. They are very
gifted. 我不是讲中国了，我是讲美国了哈。
I'm talking about China.
美国我不批评其他的地方，我批评我自己国家。我们那边美国很多有硕士、有博士的学位。
In the U.S. there are many people with high degrees.
然后爸爸妈妈来到我面前说：“哎呀，于牧师啊，怎么样能鼓励我的儿子去外面交些朋友啊？”
Sometimes you say, "How can you encourage my son, you know, to date?"
然后呢，鼓励他去找个工作，好不好
？And can you encourage them to find a job?
儿子长得又蛮帅的，又蛮聪明的，又有一个学位，为什么又不去工作，又不去找朋友呢
？This guy, he is handsome, he has degrees, he has everything, and yet he is not dating, he is not looking for a job.
一点的动力都没有。
He doesn't have that momentum.
浪费了
，and he missed the many opportunities.
跟旁边人讲说浪费了
，it's wasted.
神不单只给我们资源，他给我们才干，他还给我们机会。
So God did not only give us resources, He gave us abilities, He also gave us opportunities.
不要浪费
，we must not waste what God has given to us.
你看这个拿一千两的，他在做什么啊？
So for this person who has one talent, what did he do?
好，我那么多花个五分钟把这个故事讲完，可以吗？就讲到这段结束。
I just use another 5 minutes to finish this verse.
好，挖个洞容不容易啊
？Is it easy to dig a hole?
你有没有挖过洞啊
？Have you ever dug a hole?
没挖过洞啊！我跟你讲， no. 挖个洞不容易。
Let me tell you, it's not easy to dig a hole.
尤其你要埋钱，不容易的事情。
Especially if you are going to bury your treasure there.
不能够挖个浅的坑，一定要够深的坑。
Because you will not just dig a very shallow hole, but a deeper one.
而且不能够是白天大家都在的时候。
And you cannot do that in the daytime when everybody is
looking. 半夜三更。
And it must be in the middle of the night.
安安静静的。
And very quietly.
忠心的在那挖。
And then faithfully you dig a hole.
哎，老于，你在干嘛？没事，我在看风景。
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just watching.
好，再挖挖挖挖完之后呢，把钱放进去，埋好。下一步做什么？啊？哎，做一个藏宝图。Create a treasure map.
Okay.
Okay. 做一个藏宝图，然后这个图你不能画得太清楚。
Okay.
好。
So after putting your treasure there.And then you have to create a treasure map, and you cannot do it very clearly.
Yeah, 然后呢，希望别人读不懂，只有自己读得懂。
Only you can understand that map.
我跟你讲啊，你有没有认识人家里头藏钱的
？Have you ever seen people who hid money in their house?
我跟你讲，我知道有人藏金条哎。
There are many people who hide gold bars in their house.
他们把那个拥有的观念拿到第一更高一层啊。
So they
金条都有啊。
So they do not only hid money, but also gold bars.
啊，最后搞丢了，忘记放在哪里了。
At the end, they forgot where they put it.
因为佣人他走了之后就好像不见了。
Sometimes, you know, the servants, they took it away.
不知道，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我有一次在上海分享这个主题的时候。
One time when I was preaching on the same concept in Shanghai.
有位弟兄。
There was a brother.
他打破了一些华人宗教传统。
In a way, he broke through some of the traditional views on religion.
牧师还没讲完，他就跳起来了。
Before pastor finished his message, he already stood up.
他说：“那不是活埋吗
？”Don't you think that is burying somebody alive?
我想说，哇，真的大亮光来了，原来这真的是活埋啊！
You find that it's really burying somebody alive.
如果你把你的才干把神给你的资源把你的机会全埋在土里头那不是活埋是干嘛
If you put all your resources, your money, the abilities and bury them in the ground,
能不能说阿们一下好不好
bury somebody,
真的是活埋我跟你讲活埋的姿势不舒服、这个感觉不好你知道吗很难呼吸啊
It's easy to say, you know, burying somebody alive.
很难呼吸也很难动啊没有自由啊
You cannot move.
很多的基督徒活在这样子的光景当中。
But many people, many Christians are living that kind of life.
我再给大家另外一个层面。
May I share with you another perspective?
神创造亚当在创世纪第一章，他是用什么东西创的？
When God created Adam in Genesis chapter one,
土是不是？
Oh, God
你跟旁边问他说：“你土不土啊？”
God used the earth to create Adam.
Yeah, or earth or dirt.
Earth or dirt. Yeah, and you smell like earth.
那个希伯来文，我们当中有旧约的神学家嘛？哈，因为我希望我发音不够标准哈。这个土呢，就是 Adama. Adama， 跟我一起说 Adama.
Earth is Adama.
然后呢，人呢就是 Adam.
And a person, a man is Adam.
所以神用 Adama 创造 Adam.
So in a sense, we can say that God used Adama to create Adam.
所以你看到没有？这个神很有趣啊，他用 Adama 来创造 Adam.
So God, it's very interesting. God used Adama to create Adam.
人跟土差别在哪里啊
？What is the difference between Adama and Adam?
神吐了一口气，就是神的灵在他里面，他就变成有灵的活人了。
The only difference is that God breathed into this person and he became a living soul.
然后呢，神给他人生的目的。
And God gave him a purpose in life.
就是管理这大地。
And to manage the world.
Amen. 但是如果一个人他把他所有的才干、他的资源、他的机会都藏在土里面，他跟神说什么？
If a person buries all the resources and talents and opportunities in the ground, then what will he say to God?
弟兄姐妹们，他在跟神说什么？
What will he say?
他是说，你搞错了。
You are wrong.
你不应该造我这个没用的土啊。
You should not have created me this useless person.
从土来，我还是要回到土，我不如死给你看。
I come from the earth and I return to the earth. It's better that I die.
弟兄姐妹们。
Sisters,
我们的主耶稣基督来到这个世上
our Lord came to this world.
他不是要坏人变成好人
He doesn't come to make bad men into good people.
好人变成更好的人
Or good people to become better.
他是来使死人变成活人
But he came to raise the dead.To life.
有些人躺在土里躺了太久了。
There are many people who lied in the ground for too long.
耶稣在呼召你说你该站起来了。
Jesus is calling you and said it's time that you stand up.
一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
在我面前都是传道人。
Before me are all pastors.
我们所传讲的话语是从神来的生命。
What we are preaching are words from God that gives life.
我们的呼喊是让死人变成活人的呼声。
Our shout or slogan is to make the dead alive.
但是我们自己的生命必须有这种生命的力量。
But we ourselves first must have this power.
我们不能够永远活在那种无助的状况当中。
We must not live always in a helpless state.
我们不能够活在那种不负责任的状况当中。
We cannot live in an irresponsible state.
甚至常常把所有的责任推给神。
And many times we give to back to God the responsibility.
弟兄姐妹们，我们当中如果有人要回应今天神的话语，你如果觉得神在跟你说话，你要站起来，你就站起来。
Today, if you feel that the Lord is speaking to you and you feel like standing up, please do stand up from your seats.
你说我已经躺在那里已经很久了，我已经把我的才干埋了很久，我在一天到晚就是抱怨为什么别人有更多。
I've been lying down too long, and I've been burying my resources and my talents too long. It's time that I stand up. For any one of us who would like to respond to that, you can stand up.
赞美主，荣耀归给主。感谢赞美主，赞美主。因为我们在神的面前，我们跟神说：“主啊，你在我的生命当中，你没有搞错。”
We are telling God, Lord, in creating me, you did not make a mistake.
你所给我的才干，你所给我的资源，是因为你有智慧，我相信你。
You have given me all these resources because you trust me.
Hallelujah. 荣耀归给主。父神，你看到我们每一个人的心。
Lord, you have looked into our hearts.
你知道我们每一个人在你面前是不是有忠心做一个好的管家。
And you also know that whether we are being faithful in our hearts.
让我们学习怎么样把我们一切借着我们对你的信心，把你所给我们的机会，你所给我们的这样子的风险，我们抓住。
And help us and teach us to learn how to take risk with all the resources and opportunities that you have given to us.
感谢赞美你。
Praise to the Lord.
祝福我们这边所有的学生。
Lord, may you bless all the students here.
让我们在这边一起来经历伟大的真神。
And all of us will experience you, the great and living God.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.